Delta 7 Japan, mobile.
Fine, how you doing this morning? Seagulls and batteries, they all short out. They turned his TV down a little bit.
TV station in that area, so if I can scratch your superior, you'll know why.
Make it all right. I hear all snaps or nuts.
In another half mile to a mile, it'll get questionable for a little while.
I'm having some issues here. I got to design that vertical and get that done. I'm not sure how we're going to do the counterpoise yet, but I have a pretty good idea.
Just be done with it.
I'm going to have to use a vertical. I'm going to have to put wire at the midpoint of the tower so dogs can't get a hold of it. And I have to guy wire it and be done with it. Put some rings on that other stuff and be done with it.
Friction coil and some elevated radial should get you fine.
Sure, well, I mean, I got a piece of junk, and it seems to work, so I'm going to use well pipe, the heavy well pipe to put the wire in, so that should work. Well, I got the number, the wireman's got some number 4 copper, which is basically what I want to use.
Stranded, cut to the right length.
Because I'm going to run a lot of AM, a lot of RF to it. You got to have a real thick wire running, the 11 AM, because there's a lot more voltage, peak-to-peak voltage, and it's a lot harder on antennas than sideband is. Can you turn down so you won't hear it in the background too much? That area, let's see if you can still hear me. Yeah, I can still hear you.
MLN, KI4LZI Mobile. Is the signal and repeater down your way any stronger than before?
Seems to be.
I'll just buy the squelch tone on the repeater. They've made some changes up there on the hill over the past few days, so supposedly I heard them say they'd up the power on the output of the repeater some too.
You need to adjust that other cable issue. I hope they will do that. At least change that connector out, because I know there's a bad connector up there, because I can hear it popping and stuff. Maybe they'll eventually get to doing that and figure that out.
I'm getting used to this real short squelch tail on the repeater after the other one had been on there for so many years with a long squelch tail.
Come on, getting used to it. Now, I wonder if the A2 repeater is coupled to this one. Is it coupled right now?
No, they ain't got it. One right now, that's still some more work still to be done, but they've got that as an ultimate goal to link that, you know.
Do that, that's going to solve a lot of problems.
They do that too, because up here where I live, this is no problem, but 8-2, it ain't going to happen, not with, even with everything I got, there's sometimes it's noisy.
I've got to build you a square hole. And you gotta build a sway low is what you gotta do. And I gotta build one too. We build a sway low, and I think we can get enough RF to it to knock it out. What I'm gonna do is build an antenna with an 18 dB gain, and I'm gonna sock it right to it.
I'm in the right direction, but like I said, I can't get it all done at once. But this part right here, where they've changed repeater controllers, is the first part.
I've got to do something about that antenna connection, because I know that's what it is, because I can hear it. You know, you can hear it. I know it's there. I heard it. I hear it. I can tell when it's real windy, you hear it popping and doing all kinds of stuff. So I know it is an issue. I have had that problem here more than once.
Talking about putting up another set of folded dipoles to go with these and getting them in phase so that there won't be any holes in it like there exists now.
They can also put traps on it to trap the other frequencies of RF that's knocking it out. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's exactly what I would probably say. That's probably how I would go about it.
Yeah, you only made any much last week. You would have used some of this.
They talked about it a little bit. I thought about it a long time ago. You know, it's like, but it's something that you got to come, you know, there's so much more RF on that mount because of this new digital crap. And because of the WIFF is 1 million watts, so because they have to. So that means that it's an issue, and unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. We just got to live with it.
To the side, that's an understatement. That all RF is up there is an understatement. There's the TV station, the commercial FM station, all kinds of other stuff up there. It's, the only place it'd be any worse would be Paris Mountain.
Well, the thing is, the whole thing is that, you know, everybody got all damn high on this digital crap, but what they didn't understand is that in Europe, it's a whole different ballgame than it is here, because they're dealing with smaller areas. You know, down here in the South especially, everything is a long distance apart. So, you know, by running higher frequencies and digital doesn't have the advantage that analog does, that it gets scratched, it just goes out.
Here where I'm at, back off up in here, there's a lot of places up here that this digital just won't cut it. KI4LCI Mobile 5D.
No, I don't, well, you know, and this is, you know, but you know it is. This is what the FCC decided to do, to be foolish about it, like everybody else is. And you got to understand, a lot of these guys in the government don't know a darn thing about anything except rules and regulations. That's all they know. They don't know, they don't think of how it works and why it works.
Well, it depends on whether you listen much any to your first responders over there in Greenville County or not. Have you noticed that Greenville County Sheriff's Department, EMS, has went digital over there? Last July. And like I said, I hope it works out, but in a place like up here where I'm at, such stuff as that, they won't talk to do all that stuff, and they're talking $4 million to do it, and odds on in 3 or 4 years, they'll end up going back to what they've been on, because these holes back off up in here, that kind of stuff won't work.
What to do, unfortunately, is they're going to have all those holes, they're going to have to put towers there, and they're going to have to put a lot, it's just not practical to do it. It really isn't. It's like an electric airplane, it's just not practical to do it.
All these people that's in Tennessee government would understand that. I just wish they would, because $4 million is a lot of money to take and put in something in 3 or 4 years, you take and ditch it and go to something else.
But this is what they think progress is, and it's not progress at all. You know, it's like the nursery rhyme. My leg was hurting, so I had to put my whole leg this morning in California, and it was tough to do it. And I said, you know, this one nurse, every time she wraps it, she doesn't wrap it high enough for my knee bends, and every time it swells, it splits, and it's a pain in the neck. So this morning I got out of bed about 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, well, you know what? Fix it.
KI4LCI Mobile for ID. On RadioReference.com, I frequently read stuff there about various county and city governments who's done such stuff as this, and like I said, about 3 to 5 years later, they change over to something other else because there were bugs in there, and it didn't work out. And some of this over here in Pickens County, I mean, if you got half a brain, you can see.
People don't get. It's light of sun. Just like I went to, I talked to some people up from Homeland Security up north, and they had a fully equipped, they're all real equipped. I said, you guys know how this stuff works? No. So I gave a basic lesson. Hey, Jeff, I said, see, this is how you do this and that. And I was like, and the guy said, wow, I didn't know that worked like that. I said, you didn't know it worked like that. When digital stuff doesn't work, sometimes you gotta use HF, because sometimes it's the only thing that will work.
These radio manufacturers love it, but it's really a big waste of money if it don't work out.
Yeah, really. And you know who's the worst offender of this stuff? Is the amateur radio relay. They've really got to get their, I'm not going to say I'm here what I should say, but because I don't want to be polite about it. They got to get their stuff together, and they're not looking out for the amateur, and they're not doing their jobs.
People would put a little thinking in some of this. I really do, because like I said, this, with digital, you get it, or you don't get it. There ain't no in-betweens, and back off up here toward Sassafras Mountain, Horse Pasture, and all up in there, especially up in there. I mean, it's hard to even get an analog signal up there, much less a digital signal.
You gotta put towers in all the bad spots, and you gotta, you know, all these things you have to take thought process and use your head for more than a hat rack. And it's one of those things that I always say, my teacher told me at school one time, I was fighting with a mechanical problem in a car. He says, son, he says, take that hat off, son. Why? He goes, use your head for more than a hat rack, boy.
This is up in here. The estimate $4 million, but I still got my doubts. Even with that, they would have enough relay repeater stations, because this place up in here is nothing like you've ever seen compared to down there where you're at, Al.
You know what? I'll tell you a perfect example of that. I was in Virginia going up north to 81, 77, 81. And there's a spot up through here, you can't use digital, nothing, no GPS, nothing works up through here. And you know what worked? My AM radio. My AM radio was the only thing I could get.
Up in here, especially like I said, toward the horse pasture around Sasquatch Mountain, I mean, it's something out of reps. It's about, as you say, it's NVIS stuff, like for HF and stuff like that, really the only halfway effective way that it works.
And you know, did you hear about the earthquake in Alaska, what happened?
I'm not sure. I may have.
They went to all these Chinese junk solid-state transmitters with solid-state files. And I said, on the network, I said, that's a big mistake. Well, what happened was, with the MOSFETs and stuff like, they're fine. If you're going to run a totally mass situation, you're going to run a situation where nothing ever goes wrong. Well, you know, in states like that where earthquakes happen, things happen like that. What happened was, if they had a vacuum tube file in the thing, which they should have had, instead of the solid state one, the MOSFETs, what happened was when the line shorted out, it knocked every single transmitter in the whole state on overload, and every time it was knocked out, nobody could get there and fix them. So they had no communications in the whole state in the earthquake. That's what happened.
I'm not shocked about it for sure. I just hope here in amateur community we don't fall in some of the same traps. You know, all these different digital systems for VHF, UHF, if they're not interoperable and for some reason we lose analog, we're going to be sitting in a bad situation too.
What it comes down to, people are always the newest, latest, and greatest, and sometimes the basic stuff works. Use what works. You know, like Donald Trump said, he said they're using steam on air. He's still using steam on aircraft carriers again. And he said, you know what? Steam is the best thing to use. It works the best.
This is certainly like up here where I'm at, up in here. As we stand, that is the best that there is right now. Analog.
There's nothing wrong. The whole thing is, the FCC can't monitor everybody as easy as they want to, and that's what the whole thing's about. It's the one world order, the UN garbage, and that's what it's all about. And that's what, you know, I mean, you look at the European, you know what? If I wanted to live in Europe, I'd live there.
What works there don't always work anywhere else.
Right, and they don't care if it works. You know what a rehab counselor told me one day?
Be sure one thing, they don't care if it works.
This is what a rehab counselor told me one day. She said to me, Al, or he said, I was telling him I was going to school and doing this. He says, Al, I'm going to tell you the truth. He goes, I don't want you to be successful. If you're successful, other people are going to do it. I said, that's a real bad attitude to have.
I know when I was told this $4 million thing over here in Pickens County, you know, my jaw nearly hit the floor.
It's going to be 4 million, it's going to be 8 million or more. It's going to be double that, triple that.
It's likely that it's going to work appropriately.
They need, it may not. I mean, it's just, you know, it's funny. That's just one of those things, you know. It really comes down to, you know, it's like anything else. I mean, you got to think about what, and I know it's a digital signal on my TV set here. It is miserable. Something's in the way. There's RF somewhere, fluorescent lights, all kinds of weird stuff knocking right out.
Talk again. I'm going to be destinating here shortly. I just kind of caught me off guard hearing you on early this morning, but I didn't know if you had noticed that about the sheriff's department and EMS over in Greenwood County or not, but I certainly noticed it. It may work there, but like I said, up here where there's a lot of holes and hills around, there's going to be problems. KI4LCI Mobile.
I said, Joe, there's going to be a lot of problems. You'll figure it out. KI4LCI. It's good talking to you.